In 2011, I gave up smoking and ran my very first race. 2 years later, at age 41, I ran my first full marathon. Now, I've signed up for the race I swore I'd never do when I started running, the 2015 Goofy Race and a Half Challenge at Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend. A half marathon on Saturday, followed by a full marathon the very next day. I've started my 29-week training program, taking my recorder with me every mile. So listen along while I go through the ups and downs of the toughest challenge I've ever taken on. And in the end, if I can get through this, then anyone can do it. Now, here's this week's highlights in this edition of Matt Goes Goofy. This is Matt Goes Goofy, week four. And this was kind of a rough week. As far as the training schedule went, it was Tuesdays and Thursdays, again, were the 30 to 45 minutes. And then Sunday was a 5.5-mile run. And that was probably the toughest of them all. So I will just get into the recordings. The recordings will explain all of that much better. So we'll start off with day one. This is day one of week four. And just take a wild, random, pull it out of the air guess what the weather's like. If you guessed raining, you guessed right. Of course it's raining. It's still raining. This summer has been nothing but rain. It's quarter after eight. It should have passed by now, but it hasn't. Oh, well, I don't want to complain, but man alive, does this rain kind of just need to go away at this point? At least these, like I said, I think I said the past 3 weeks, and I'll say it again, it's these long spells of rain that are just, I'm just not used to it, I guess. Anyway, another scale conundrum to start off the week. I still haven't tracked down the closest calibrated scale at work, and I haven't even tried, so it's not like I can't find it. I just haven't thought about doing it while I'm at work. I don't think about it until these recordings, really, to do that, so hopefully I'll remember to do that this week. But I was thinking if I didn't find a scale, at least I'll step on the home scale and get the best number I could. Maybe I step on it three times and get an average. Oh, I totally forgot that until I started recording here. So, rainy day, I don't know how much I weigh, and I'm gonna go run inside. That's been the highlight of these rainy days, has been running inside. A lot of fun stuff happens. So here's fingers crossed it happens again. I'll let you know after I'm done this run. Day one of week four done. And not much funny to see at the gym, but I do have something to share. And it's kind of a public service announcement of sorts. If you're a guy and you're listening to this and just getting into running, you need to invest in some compression underwear, particularly or preferably for me, the Under Armour brand always seems to work best. And I'll tell you why. Well, you can probably guess why. I forgot to put those on tonight when I ran. And when you run in cotton, cotton loosens up and things loosen up and it gets a little abrasive, we'll say. It's kind of like wearing sandpaper underwear up against your junk. And it's not pleasant. And you can rub yourself raw, as I once found out years ago. And when I got home, I ordered 18 pairs of compression underwear, so it never hurt again, or happened again. But I forgot to put those on, and things were starting to rub the wrong way. And of course, it's a night when there's nothing but women around me, and I am a little apprehensive to kind of grab and readjust myself, but I was not going to go through any kind of road rash down there again. So I just looked ahead, fixed myself as it were, and just kept running. Didn't even look to see if anyone saw. So that's my public service announcement. I didn't know that when I started running. I just ran. The only thing I knew about running, I thought, was you put one foot in front of the other, and sometimes even that didn't work right for me. So if you're new to this, get some compression underwear before it's too late. All right, day two is coming up next. This is day two of week four, and this is going to be a short intro because I am just about to pull into the gym, and I totally forgot to start this recording earlier. I was listening to another podcast, and I guess I was way too into it and went, oh, crap, that's right, I record stuff. So, here I am pulling into the parking lot, so I will tell you how this day two run went when I come back out. It is the end of day two, and believe it or not, I forgot to start recording again, so I'm almost home, so this might be a little short. I remembered a little sooner than the last recording, but
You ever have one of those days where you just start off on the wrong foot and you never really get on the right foot? It's not necessarily a bad day, but everything is just off. That's what this day's been. It started with me realizing I left my wallet in my wife's car last night when we went out and picked up dinner, and I never got back on the right foot. And this run, it was the same way. I only ran for 40 minutes. I couldn't wait to finish. I had a lot of good runs lately, so I shouldn't complain. I'm not complaining. I'm just pointing out that I'm going to have bad runs. This is 29 weeks of training, and they're not all going to be awesome. They're not all going to be rah-rah, let's go out and run. Man, that was great. And this was one of them. But I pushed myself through it because it needs to get done. And I know when I cross that finish line on that second day and there's 39.3 miles behind me from the past 2 days, I will be so happy that I stuck through runs like this. But it wasn't good. It didn't feel good. I didn't enjoy it. And like I said, I've just not been on the right foot. So I think I'm going to take a nice, slow, hot shower and crawl in the bed and try it again tomorrow. So got the big 5.5 miles coming up on Sunday. So I will take 3/4 along. Hopefully that's better. We'll see. So, I'm going to cut off now and say, let's go on to day 3. Day 3 of week 4. I'm outside. Gonna do the 5.5 miles. It's been one of them days. I'm gonna put it this way and say that my day started off with me getting stuck on a roller coaster. And not only that, that was pretty much the highlight of the day. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll tell that story along one of the breaks because I'm about to run here. My watch is ready. At least I got that going for me. And I'm hitting the crosswalk where I usually go. So, I'll check in at the first mile. Okay, mile 1. Nothing too eventful, other than it's hot. I started a little early because I know this is going to take me a while to do, so hopefully the sun is going down. Hopefully it goes down in the next mile. Since nothing eventful happened, I'll tell that roller coaster story quick. I got up early, like early for Sunday, to go to the new Harry Potter Diagon Alley over at Universal Studios and ride the Escape from Gringotts ride. Got there on time. Walked up as the gates were opening, got right on the ride, and we were at launch, we stopped. Wasn't too bad. It was about a 5-minute wait, which any longer would have been uncomfortable because the lap bar was down on all our laps and I couldn't bend my legs. So, but 5 minutes, just enough time. It got going again, no problem. Got about, I think, 3/4 of the way through the ride. It stopped again, this time completely dead. The picture on the screen, without giving any spoilers, because that's for another podcast, it is a hybrid roller coaster and 3D motion simulator. That's all I'll tell you. And at the last screen we had gotten to, which I think leads up to the finale, everything stopped, sat there for another 5 minutes, and we could hear like this slow creaking, ka-da-junk, 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 as we slowly made our way back to the platform. I'm guessing it was some kind of emergency system to get the coaster train back to where it was. And like I said, day was downhill from there. So actually, I should look at that as a positive, because this run is far better than everything I went through since I got home from the park. So actually, as weird as it sounds, that changed my mood a little bit. So I'm going to cool down here a little bit. I'm going to take it easy this first few miles till the sun goes down. I'll be back after mile 2. Hey, mile 2's come and gone a little bit. Again, nothing to really talk about. It's hot. I said that before. It's hotter than I think I anticipated. I really thought the sun would drop. I guess you can look that up, and I didn't look it up. But so I'm plugging away. You probably got this sense in the earlier recordings. This is a mind over matter run for me because 5 just has a bad stigma. So I'm kind of just, I got my iPod cranked up to a safe point. Not that I can't hear traffic and just trying to get through it. So I'll do my best to make these recordings at least somewhat listenable and, if at all possible, interesting. But mile 3 is coming up, so we're almost at the halfway point. Mile 3, and I feel like I've been through the damn ringer. I know it's a mental thing at this point because I've run farther than just what I've run now. I mean, I'm not even at 5 miles. It's only 3. I've run more than that in this training alone. It felt great. So I got to... This is a different aspect of running that I guess, waiting for the cars to go by, I guess doesn't come up much, or you don't think about it until it comes up, that This is a big mental game because I should not be feeling like this. Oh, it is hot, but not any hotter than it's been. All I'm thinking about is, but 5 miles hurry up. But 5 miles hurry up. I hate running 5 miles. But there's no reason to think that. Only because it was so hard 3 years ago. So there's another uplifting motivational recording. So sorry about that. I've already went back on trying to make them a little more lighthearted. So I will try. I still got 2 more miles. And this is just not a good week. And as I said, it's going to happen. And this is one of them. But I'm going to get through this. So I'll be back at mile 4. We're at mile 4. And I just took a long walk during that mile. I walked the majority of that mile to just think, to calm down, to cool down, think, what is this mental barrier I'm trying to break through? And something occurred to me. And it's funny, you listening to this may have already figured this out, because I started this day's recording with a story. I did not consider starting this run that I got up at 6:45 this morning, drove to Universal Studios, walked about at least a mile. I mean, it is a mile from the car to the entrance of the gate. That's measured. I'm not exaggerating. So walked at least 1 mile there, 1 mile back, probably a mile around the parks combined, because I didn't just go on the Green Guts. I went on the Hogwarts Express to check that out and walked around and came back. So I didn't really consider, I've already got like a 5K under my belt just today, just a few hours ago. So that makes a lot more sense and makes me feel better about this run. So I'm going to cut this short and try to get in a better state for this last mile, because I suddenly feel better about this run. Even though it's a crappy run, at least I can put a reason behind it. So I'll be back at the end of 5.5 miles. And 5.5 miles done. That was tough. But that last mile and a half felt much better than the rest. Still hard. Sun's started to go down. Still hot. But yeah, that was a hard run. But I feel a lot better when I started, because I realize I am not actually 5.5 miles for the day. I'm at least 8.5 miles, probably closer to 9 miles for the day. So I'm probably going to sleep good tonight. So what I can really take away from this run is pay attention to what you're doing all day, because it'll affect you, especially when you run at night. So maybe I'll expand more on that on the wrap-up, which we're going to come to now as I do my cool-down.
So that is week 4. And that is a week I am happy to have behind me. I know I've said this several times in those days recordings, but they're not all going to be great weeks. And this was one that was not great. In fact, it wasn't good at all. But there are a couple of things I can take away this week. One is certainly a lot of running is a mind over matter game. And I don't think any of these runs with the right frame of mind. And that really hurt me. That made them very difficult. So you got to be conscious of that. The one big thing on the Sunday run, for sure, I learned is that, and I'll do the best to describe this as I can. It's when I think about running, it's like running is its own separate event. It doesn't even matter what day it is. Then there's everything else in the day. And even though Sunday, I started out on my feet, walking probably at least 3, probably closer to 4 miles in the morning, never occurred to me that even happened as the same day as running, because when running started, that was something completely different. So I really have to be aware when I'm going to run at night what I'm doing during the day. Not saying that I'm not going to do the run at night. I just have to go into that run remembering everything I did in the day. I certainly did not do that on my Sunday run. In fact, it took me most of that run to realize everything I had done that day. That had took a bit of a toll on my body and would affect my run. So that's something I have never thought of before. That has never occurred to me. So that is a big lesson learned. And I think it'll help. Like I said, there's going to be more bad weeks coming up, but hopefully they're in the beginning. It's nice to get those out of the way and get a nice frame of mind going into the race. So that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to dwell on it. I'm going to make next week better. Gonna try at least. It's an easier week. It's Tuesdays and Thursdays is a half hour to 45 minutes again, and Sunday is a nice 3 miles, which is great because we got a convention in Orlando we're going to that Neozaz has a table at, so I'll probably be on my feet most of that day Sunday, and then I can just do it. That's actually a good test next week. I'll have been on my feet and then start my run that night and be aware that I'm going into that having been on my feet all day. So good. Next week I think is going to be a good week. So tune in to find out. Next week is week 5. With all that said and all the recordings out of the way, I will say thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Matt Goes Goofy is part of the NeoZaz Internet Entertainment Network. For more great audio series and original entertainment, visit our website at neozaz.com. Matt Goes Goofy is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Walt Disney Company or Run Disney. All Disney and Run Disney events, names, and Run Disney and Disney-related material is copyright and trademarked the Walt Disney Company. To follow all the episodes of Matt Goes Goofy, subscribe on iTunes or visit the Matt Goes Goofy website at mgg.neozaz.com and follow all the NeoZaz series on the NeoZaz Facebook page at facebook.com/NeoZaz Podcasts.